Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Pezayin. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Yosef ben Moshe, dedicated by the Issachar family. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Lacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Began Eden. Amen. We are beginning on Pevav Amud Bet, and we are starting at Amar Avad, that is five lines from the bottom. We learned the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, where you had a bor in between two Hatzerot. So the Hiddush of Rabbi Yehuda was that if you have a wall that cuts across the top of the bor, even though it doesn't go into the airspace of the bor, that wall has the ability to split it up, and therefore each respective Hatzer is able to draw water from the well. And that was a kula, because normally we only say that a mechitza tiluya works. Of course, we only say this kula b'mayim when it comes to water. And the opinions of the Mishnah was really only when it was in the well itself, meaning it had a little, it went into the lip. Here, according to the Biudai, is allowing it, even if it goes over it. We have a picture, just so you can remember what we're talking about. If you look at 291 is, let's see, 291 is correct. Without the side things there, just a regular wall that's going across, that would be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Rava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanina ben Akabia, Amru Davar Echad. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanina ben Akabia both hold the same thing, that a wall going across can split. It doesn't have to actually go into the to the well itself. As she says, Hekilu Harbe B'mayim. They gave kulot when it comes to drawing water. The Tanya, we have a bright Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya Omer. Gezustra, let's say is a the balcony, right, the board that comes off the second floor. Sheyeshba arba amot al raba amot. So it is 4 amot by 4 amot. That's 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. Chokek ba dalid al dalid umimaleh. So in the center of that board, you're able to cut out a piece of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and you're able to go into that hole with a pail and go draw from the water that is underneath. Again, the water is considered a karmelit. The top of the gezustra is considered a reshut yachid because it comes out of a house. We learned in Masechet Shabbat the din of Hurei Reshut Yachid. Things that come out of a Reshut Yachid are considered Reshut Yachid. And normally would not be able to go from the water, which is a Karmelit, to the Gezustra. Now here, the Hadush of Rav Hananya ben Akavya is you're not making walls. You just have a flat board. Now we can enjoy the picture, number 298. You have the flat board that's coming off the residence, and it's 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. So the first picture, you just see what they did is in the middle, they made a hakika of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Now what does that do? Where's your walls? So Rabbi Hananya is a hiddush. He says the principle of kififa. Kififa is, look at picture number 299. You imagine as if all the four sides to that hole, as if they bend down and form walls. Oh,
wow.
So now you have four walls. Now, even those four walls, they don't reach the bottom of the water, you say, gudahit mechitza. So he holds a double kula. He holds, number one, gudahit mechitza, that the walls don't have to reach the bottom, but you imagine they go all the way down. And the Hiddush is, even though you don't have walls, but you bend them in order to make the imaginary walls. Now, the reason why it has to be 24 tefachim, exactly, because in order for a wall to be a wall, it has to be at least 10 tefachim. So therefore, you have 24, meaning 10 on each side. The 4 is the hole. When they bend down, there'll be walls of 10 on all four sides, and that's, huh? Because you don't have walls then.
just...
You don't have to bend them. It's imaginary.
Take imaginary from the hole.
From where? What hole?
Not 3 tefachim.
No, you have to take 10 tefachim. You have to have a wall of 10 tefachim.
Oh, to go down.
To go down, of course. So therefore you have to take the 10 tefachim on the sides. Okay. You bend them down 4 sides and bingo, you have your thing. So that's a chidush of Hananiah ben Akiva. Obviously that is more mekel than Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't see where Rabbi Yehuda mentions this thing of kififah. So the Gemara says, Amal Abaye, Vidilma Lohi. Who told you? And maybe it's not so, meaning maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hananiah ben Akiva do not agree in this case. How? You only see in the case of the board where the wall's on top of it. Yeah, you say good height, that is if the wall goes down and separates it. However, abal chuf vegud, no. Meaning, who says he holds this concept of bending plus good? And this kadush of kuf vegud, that Rabbi Hananiah says he only said it in Tiberia, by the water of Tiberia. Why? Who il v'yesh la ugnim? Because it has a rim, which is the water is a little low, so there's a rim around the yamash el Tiberia. V'ayarot v'karpifiyot mekifot ota. And it's also surrounded by areas of, like a city with a karfef, which is open areas, meaning, even though a water is considered a karmelit, but this karmelit is more like a private domain. Because the Yamash and Tiberia is really surrounded, it has the walls of the Yam itself, the organ that comes up, and it's also surrounded by a private area. So therefore, in a karmelit like Yamash and Tiberia that's more privatized, we'll say, then he'll say, Chuf Vegud. But maybe in a regular chatzer, where you just have a wall, maybe he doesn't say, you know, you're going to be able to say, you know, these kulot, of that the walls go down. Well, he says it in the case of Yabash, Dimitri said, Hanan HaKavah was not lenient in any body of water, which means he was only lenient where he said it, by Yabash, which is a specific case. Now she says, Da'aki Yama Lekaman De'Lanche Tiberi Atir, Ognim, Safa Gavawa. It has like a lip that rises off the waters. It's like a wall that surrounds the Yamash HaTiberia. The Ikaksa Tekira. It's more noticeable to be mutar. The Akadmilit Midrabanani. The whole deal of Akadmilit anyway is a Midrabanan. What's the whole reason why they want to say the Akadmilit? Lest you come to a Rishut Rabim. So this type of Karmelit is a more Rishut Yahid looking Karmelit. So the rabbis did not make a Gezira. V'yesh laksat heter. V'afagad da'akati Karmelit. He says, listen, well, it's still a Karmelit. We're not saying it's not a Karmelit. Da'ak karpef yotem bebet satayim sh'lo kaf ledirahu. Because a karpef, which means that's an area of 5,000 amma by 5,000 amma, that's not, that's walled, but not for residents, is a din of a Karmelit. Miyu betakanta purta ki asag. When a takana like this, I'm saying chuf, Vigud will say that it'll be enough. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye. Now Abaye is going to give us 3 different scenarios and configurations when Hananiah ben Akiva says the principle of Chuf Vigud. Okay, we have one already, we're going to give you 3 more. Number one. When the Bnei Rav Hananiah ben Akiva hayta simucha lakotel befachot migimel tefachim. Alright, you have a board. It's off the wall. It's off the wall within 3 tefachim. Tzarich shiye orka dalir amot. You have to have the length 4 amot. Ve'rochba, and its width 11 umashu. 11 tefachim and change. Okay, to appreciate the case, we're going to write our picture books and we'll analyze it together. Exactly, you start at picture number 300. So what do we have? First of all, you see it's coming off a wall. Alright? You have your boards lengthwise, meaning going across is 24 tefachim, like the last case. That's 4 amot, 24 tefachim. You have the, they're calling that the length, so we'll call the width of the board is 11 tefachim and change. 11 and mashu. You see the 10, plus you have 1 in mashu. Okay? So that's the land. That's the width of it. And that's the dimensions. Now watch. Watch what you're doing. In order to get your hole of four, because you need a 4x4 hole. Now let me remind you, why do you always a 4x4 hole of Tefachim? Because walls are not considered walls unless they enclose an area that's at least 4x4 Tefachim. Otherwise, like I said, Makom Hashuv to be considered walls. That's what I was looking for, a hole of 4x4. So what do? So he says what you do is like this. You cut out from the wall. You have Tefachim on one side, imagine like last case, Tefachim on the other side, and in the middle you have the four Tefachim. So go to the spot that's closest to the wall, and you imagine if it's pulled back by a Tefach. Okay, you pull it back. You see there's a little like a gap by the centerpiece. You pulled it back a drop. Now watch.
Three.
Now right. Right. That, exactly. That's what it says. Pull game the Hashlim. Exactly. That Pugim Lashlim makes it exactly four Tefachim now. Right. The three off to the wall, plus the one, now you have a hole of four. It was less than three, correct. But now you Pugim in order to get it to four Tefachim. Okay? Now watch. Go to the next picture. 301. What happens is, your one and a Mashihu Tefach that comes out of the 10 Tefachim, they fold down. So now when it folds down, you have so far three walls, meaning the house is one side, and now these 1.5 or 1 and change tefachim extensions come down, and they are 10 tefachim, right? So you have a legitimate wall, but that only gives you three walls. So no, the house is one, and then you have two on the side. So now what happens is, you imagine as if the rest, meaning the 10 tefachim.
That's
only
you imagine?
No, the 10 tefachim. No, you're mentioning three things are bending over here. The 2 1.5. Sketch bending, yes. Not sketch bending, meaning chuf vegud. Meaning you're imagining the 1 and change tefach goes down. So now you have two walls plus the wall of the house. Now you imagine that centerpiece of 4 tefachim, you imagine if that bends down, and that forms the fourth wall. So now what do you end up having? You have a 4x4 area with four walls of 10 tefachim. You can stick the bucket down, and you say, chufe gud. Now, that's the case. Just now understand why we needed these dimensions. You needed the dimensions of 11 and change is an order.
So you can have 10.
So you can have this shiur of 10. You need a shoot of 10, right? So when now a tefach and change, you just want to have a wall to go down in order to correct, which means on the other sides, when you're within 3 tefachim of the wall, which is the case of Isbaham 3 tefachim, we consider as if it is touching the wall, which means it's extended. So therefore you have no problem, because you're saying the principle of Lavud, yeah. Right. Basically we just review the picture over here as we see it. Basically you have a boards that span 24 tefachim across, 10 tefachim long, actually they're 11 and change long on each side. So what you do is, the only adjustment you have to make is what the Gemara, what Rashi calls is a pigam. Pigam is you have to make a little hole from the house to the four tefachim in the center. You make a pegam of 1 and a mashu, so that brings you a hole of 4 tefachim. Once you have a hole of 4x4 tefachim, so now already where do your walls come from? So the 1.5 extension on both sides bend over, and they're considered attached to the wall now because they're within 3 tefachim, so you use the principle of lavud, and then the rest of the boards, the middle boards, they also bend down to form the fourth wall, and now you'll be able to carry, meaning draw your water. Okay, that's case number one. Now we go to case number two. Comes the Gemara and says, Zekufa, Haita Zekufa. הייתה זקופה, צריך שיהיה גובהה 10 תפחים ורוחבה וו תפחים ושני משהויים. Okay, that's picture number 302. That's an easier case. There you just have a flat board that's standing vertical. Okay, it's got standing on the posts that come out of the house. So it's a board that's standing straight up against the wall. It's 4 tefachim away from the kotel. Okay, it's 4 tefachim away from the kotel. So all you have to have is, as long as it's 6 and 2 mashihus long, you're okay. Why? Because you have your center 4, and then you have one and a mashu on one side, one on the other side. So those, you imagine they bend, they turn to form a wall, right? As you see in the picture as well. Right. See, they turned on the side. Right. Now, once it turns, it's within 3 of the wall, right? So that gives you the din of lavud. So therefore, you have your 4x4 hole, plus you have your walls that go to the end, which is lavud, takes you to the wall. So therefore, you can take a, because when you're turning it, yeah, you got to get no. When you turn it, you need 1.5 to get to the wall to be within lavud. So therefore, once you do that, it gets you, because the wall, right, that's what, you're 4 away, 100%, you're 4 away from the kotel over here. So therefore, when I get 1 and change, I'm now 2.9, I go through. Okay, so that's the second case. Third case, Amar Rav Huna b'Red Rav Yehoshua, Hayta Omedet b'Keren Zavit, which literally means, if let's say it was standing in a corner, צריך שיהיה גובה 10 תפחים ורוחבה בית תפחים ושני משהויים, which is got to be the board 10 תפחים high, and the width has to be 2 תפחים and 2 משהויים. Let's see the case, at least the way that she learns it. That would be picture number 303. What you see over here is you have a board that's standing at, again, everything's above water. That we know already. It goes without saying. You also have to say that the board is in the corner. That's at the corner of walls. Now, the way it's configured over here is the board itself is in its width is 2 tefachim and 2 mashihuyim. Okay? And it's 10 tefachim long. So you definitely have the height. Okay? Now it's 4 tefachim off the walls. So how are you going to get, that's for the hole. So you're 4 tefachim off the walls, you're okay. The question is, where are you getting your walls from? So if you look at picture number 304, you see how you get the walls. Which means, since we're at 304, which means you take a tefach and a mashihu, right? And you turn it. Because again, your board in its width was 2 tefachim and a mashihu. And 2 mashihuin. Okay? So keep one straight, like it is. And then just hoof, turn, bend, 1 and change. Now when you bend that 1 and change, you're getting lavud on that side. Because now it's less than 3, so that wall's to the wall. And the other side is just the same. So that goes also to the other wall, to the adjacent wall. So now you have corners that turn into walls, 4x4, put the bucket in the hole, and you get your water. So therefore we gave 3 scenarios where Rav Hananya ben Akavya is going to say the deen of chuf vegud. Bend, let the walls go down, even though, right, all to draw water. So these are 3 kulot. Actually, we have 4 cases, it comes out. The first case was the case that we mentioned in the beginning of the sugya with the flat board, right? That was 24 tefachim, where we said you just you lower the imaginary walls that come down. Yeah, that was the first din of Rav Hananya ben Akavya, right? Chokek badal al dalid, you just made a hakika and then you let the walls collapse, so to speak. So comes the Gemara and says ve'lahaditanya. Rav Hananya ben Akavya omer, gezustra sheyesh ba dalet amot al dalet amot. If you have a gezustra, again, the balcony that's coming off the house, if it has 4 amot by 4, which is 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim, chokek ba dalet al dalet umemaleh, you have to make dalet al dalet and fill it up. Hechi mashkachata. The Gemara wants to know, what's the case? Because now We're learning according to Hananya, you don't ever have to make Dalad al Dalad. You can always rely on the wall of the house itself. Which is in all these cases over here, you were making a hakikah of at most 1.5 tefachim off the wall to get you within 3. So what's the case where he needs you to make a hakikah of 4x4? In all these cases over here, there was no hakikah of 4x4 needed. Using the principle of lavud and good, so we were able to do much less. So the question is, what do you mean? But Hananya clearly said that when you have a gezustra, it's coming off the house. We're understanding it's coming off the house.
Thing, right?
Right. It's not going to be coming off the house in the maskana, but we're assuming that it's coming off the house. If it's coming off the house, so what's the case? If it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, just go 1.5 tefachim out, or 1 and change, you have your 4 ready. Why does he say, sadiq lahkuk? Arba'a al-arba'a. What do you have to do? Arba'a al-arba'a. So the Gemara answers what you're thinking. The Gemara answers. The Gemara says, Mashka, heki mashkahata de'avida ki asita. You made it like an asita. Literally, asita is a mortar. What do you mean a mortar? So look at the picture, number 305. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's not coming off the house. You have 4 planks that are in the water, and you just have this board on top of it, so you have no choice. If it's 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim, the only way you're going to be able to be mekel over using chuf and gud is you're going to go to the center of it, make a hole of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and you see the areas that are lightened, let them collapse in, and you'll have your 4 walls. Mishnah, amat amayim she overet b'chatzer. Right, you have a brook of water that is passing through the Hatzir. We actually have a picture of this also in 306. Very basic. You have the Hatzir. As you see, there's walls on both sides of the Hatzirot. The water is going right through. Now, when I say right through, it passes through. Of course, it comes out on the other sides as well. We're talking about a brook of water that has a din of a karmelit, meaning it's 4 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim deep. Therefore, it has a reshut of its own. So the only way that you're going to be able to use it in the Hatzir is somehow you're going to have to make it like a reshut yachid. So the Mishnah is going to teach us how do you make that brook a private domain in order that you can draw water from it on Shabbat. So again, amata mayim she'over in the Hatzir. Okay, Rashi says, "Afilu b'reshut yachid." Even if the Hatzir is a reshut yachid, karmeliti, the water itself as a din of a karmelit. So the Mishnah says, "En memalein emena b'Shabbat." You cannot draw from it on Shabbat. Ela imken asula mechitza gavoa asara tefachim b'chnisa u'bisi'a. You have to make an additional wall at the entrance of it and the exit of it. If you look in your picture books, you see that mechitza in 306. Mm-hmm. You see in the water itself, they put a little wall going down into the water itself on both sides. So under the wall itself of the Hatzir, underneath it, in the water, that's on top of the water, or under the lip of the water, we'll say, on both sides, as if you're blocking it from, you know, from the, let's say, the north and the south, from the outsides of it. So that makes it like, no, it doesn't got to go to the floor. This is more of a hekir. That you just need to put it in there. Yeah, like we looked earlier in the board. Just take a wall there. Right? That's going to open it. That's going to say it now. Now let's read the Rashi for a second. Mishnah says, okay, so let's get the words of the Mishnah. Ela im ken asula mechitza. Rashi, asula mechitza. Betoch ugneha. In the lip of the amma itself, al pener rochba, right, across the whole width, she nikar. That's the key. It's got to be nikar, noticeable. She bishvila mayim nasit, which means you're doing it for the water. Umechitzat echatzera teluya veoveret al gaba ina moedet la. That wall that's going across the chatzer on both sides and it's running also above the water, that doesn't help. Because that doesn't look like it's for the water. That wall is serving to border the Hatzir, not the water. Now, v'afagav de mechitzat teluyah materet b'mayim. Oh, what do you mean? Tabi mechitzat teluyah. Hani mi de hechad dinit it mechitzat shenasi b'shvil ha'mayim. That's only going to work where it's a mechitzat teluyah that it's evident that you did it for the water. This wall looks like it's for the Hatzir. It actually is for the Hatzir. And therefore, when we lean in, for example, in the Gezustra case, when you put those hanging walls underneath the Gezustra, it's evident that that wall is made for the water. So therefore we'll be lenient to say mechitzah teluyah, no problem. However, in this case over here, the walls that are above the water are not clear that it's for the water. So that she says, kegun gezusta, okay, the gezusta case can be lenient. Or god mechitzah shebetoch habor. Like we looked in the previous Mishnah, we have the actual mechitzah in the board itself, even though it doesn't go all the way down, that's okay. But Shaykh over here, you're going to rely on the board that's on this wall. This is a Hatser board. If this is a Hatser board, it's not enough. So therefore, again, we read, Amat Tamai Mishnah. She overed the Hatser Emi Madine Mena B'Shabbat Elaim Ken Asula Mechitza Gaboa Yutifayim. Now, interesting, the Mechitza itself has to be at least Tentavah Chaim B'Chnisa B'Yisya on both sides. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kotez Sha'al Gaba Tidon Mishum Mechitza. Again, the Bidah is lenient. The Bidah is consistent. He says, the wall that's above, bottom line, I don't care if it's a Hatser wall, could also be lenient to say that it goes down. Mechitza Tiluya, Kalche Kido Hakamim Bemayim. So comes the Gemara and Mishnah, it says, Amar Biuda, Ma'ase Be'amashel Avel. There was a certain city called Avel that had a brook of water going through it. Shayum Mele'in Nemena Al Pizikini B'Shabbat. They asked the rabbis, and they told them you could draw water from it on Shabbat. So Rabbi Yehuda was trying to bring a proof to his theory. Because he was saying there was a wall that was going across it from the Hatser. So you see, why were the rabbis lenient to carry, draw water from that well? Because of they were following his shita. They told him, because it wasn't even 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim deep, it didn't have a din of a karmelit. If it doesn't have a din of a karmelit, it's a shuta ya'id. Therefore, that's why they were lenient. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shil Avel, Shem Ha'ir. That was the name of the city. Vaita Overet Betoka Hatserot. Yeah, like our case, the brook was going through the Hatserot. Umemale'in Hemena Behatserot. And they were drawing the water from the Hatserot. The Mahanyula Mechitzat Kotel Behatser. And the Yehuda thought that the Heter was because the wall of the Hatser went across the brook. So they were being lenient. Just like he was cholek on the last Mishnah of Yehuda, that the top wall we consider and mechitzat teluyah doesn't have to go into the lip of the board itself. So it's over here. So they told him, no, shelo haitakash yehud. Karmelit. It didn't have the shur of a karmelit. That's why they were lenient. Meaning, o be'omek yud o be'ruch hadalet. It didn't have the 10 deep or the 4 wide. She'en maim na'asim neshut na'atzman befachot me'omek yud be'ruch hadalet. The water itself does not take on a separate reshut if it doesn't have those dimensions, 10 deep and 4 wide. The meaning, it becomes whatever reshut it's in. Im overet b'shut rabim, have reshut rabim. And therefore, if it's in reshut yachid, it's considered a reshut yachid. And therefore, since this was in the Hatserot, less than 10 tefachim as a din of a reshut yachid. So therefore, they were telling him, Rabbi, you have no proof. Hey, you thought the whole reason why they were lenient is because of that wall? It wasn't because of that wall. The wall that went across. Meaning in picture number 306, the Yehuda would rely on the top wall. The major wall. So he thought that's what they were relying on. He said, no, that wall was insignificant. The reason why they're being mekel is because it has a deed of reshut yachid, because it doesn't have the shiur. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan. Asula b'chnisa velo asula b'siya. Okay, according to Tanakama, you made a wall on one side, on the kenisa, the entrance, but you didn't make it on the exit. Or, asula b'siya velo asula b'chnisa, en m'mali'in hemena b'shabbat, ela imken, asula m'chisa asrat ha'fachim b'siya, u'b'chnisa, Rabbi Yehuda omer, kot ha'shal gaba, tidon m'shu m'chisa, amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh ba'amat ha'mayim sh'ayta, ba'a me'avel sipori. The water was coming from Avel to the city of Sipori. Same story. And the rabbis allowed them to draw water. Amru lo, misham raya, mishpene shelo aita amuka asarat tefachim v'rochba dalet. Exactly, the braita is straight like the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanya Idach, we have another braita. Amata maim ha'overet ben ha'halonot. Okay, that was picture number 307. All right, you have the back of the homes over here. Right, they have the windows coming out. And right by the window, they have a little edge, right where they can put their bucket on. And right beyond the edge, they have the water. Okay, so the she'ela is, what's going to be the status of drawing water in this hatser on Shabbat, right? So they would lower the bucket down, it would sit on the ledge, and as she calls that leg, agapayim, that's the leg, ledge. From there they would go into the water, then from the water they would draw it back onto the ledge into the window. Now clearly the window, that we'll see now, the Gemara is going to explain all that. From our standpoint, it's clear that the house is at a shoot, hayahid, and at this point we're assuming that the water is a karmelit. So the shayla is, how do you draw water from, you know, the karmelit into the shoot, hayahid? So the Gemara says, pachot migimal, if it's less than three. Now don't ask what's less than three, because the Gemara is going to ask what's less than three. But we're just giving the words of the Gemara. If it's less than three, meaning less than three tefachim, mishalchir dili, you can lower down the dli, the bucket, umimale. Gimal. Oh, if it's more, three or more, in mishalchir dili umimale. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer, pachot midalid. He gives you up to four. Less than four, mishalchir dili umimale. Dalid in mishalchir dili umimale. So now Gemara analyzes. B'may askinan. What are we talking about over here? Ilema be'amatamayim gufa. If you give me the dimensions of the water themselves, meaning, comes out, we have a mahloket, what's going to be considered a karmelit? Meaning, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel saying something that we're familiar with. He's telling you that what? If the water is four tefachim or more wide, then already it's considered a karmelit, asur. Less than four, so then the water is not considered a karmelit, it's considered a reshut ya'i, because it's in the backyard, therefore, mutar. But what is Tarek Hamad then saying? Tarakamad is telling you, no, new item. He's telling you that the Karmelit is three tefachim already wide. And therefore, in order to be mutar, it's got to be less than three. So the Gemara is wide. So the Gemara is now going to ask the obvious question. Where do you see that shita? Ve'ela ha dechi atar abdimi amar b'yuhanan. We have the story from Navdimi when he came from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted Rabbi Yochanan and he said, "In Karmelit pechuta midalid." Give us a klal. A Karmelit is not less than 4 tefachim wide. Lema ketanei amra nishmate. Well, you tell me that this statement over here is subject to machloket now? Meaning, there's a machloket in Navdimi. What's considered a Karmelit? Because the way you're telling me, if it's going on the water, comes out Tana Kama holds that in the Karmelit is. You tell me what, that accepted statement of Ravdimi now is subject to a machloket? Come on, can't be. So therefore, it was fine. Ela ba'agapeha. You're right. The water is a karmelit. It's 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim deep. That's not the issue. The issue is the lip. Exactly, or the ledge. So what is the ledge? So ulachlif, and the subject is lachlif, meaning, literally lachlif means to exchange, but over here means to transfer. Meaning, I'm going to go from Karmelit to ledge, ledge to the house. Now, depending on what status you give the ledge, meaning if the ledge is considered a Mekom Petur, so then you can. I can go from Karmelit to Mekom Petur, then I go from Mekom Petur to the Shuti Yachid. But if for some reason the ledge is a Karmelit, so I got a problem. Now I can go from the Karmelit to a Karmelit, but I can't go from the Karmelit to the Shut Hayachid. So that's going to be the discussion. How wide is the ledge? The Gemara says. So let's analyze it ourselves. According to Tanakama is saying Hadush over here as well. He's telling you that Mekom Petur has to be less than three wide. Now, granted, we never heard this till now. We learned my second Shabbat. But Rabban Shimon Gamliel is telling us the opinion that we're familiar with, meaning, four tefachim is already not a Mekom Petur, that's already a Karmelit. Less than four tefachim, why? That's already not a significant, shiur. That would be considered a Mekom Petur. So let's work it out with Rashbag for a second. Therefore, if the ledge is less than three, so it's Mekom Petur, beautiful. Go from the Karmelit, which is the water, less than four, I'm sorry. Correct. Four is Karmelit. Less than four, according to Rashbag, is Mekom Petur. Beautiful. Go from the Karmelit, meaning the water, to the ledge. Karmelit to Mekom Petur. Ledge to the house. No problem. Hachamim on the other end of knocking off a tefah. They're coming along and saying, no, the cutoff is three. Three is a Karmelit, and less than three is going to be considered a Mekom Petur. So comes the Gemara and says on this, Oh, Behaki Atad Abdimi Amar Yohanan. Same story. When Abdimi came, he said, "Name Yohanan. Mekom she'en bo arba'a arba'a mutar lebnei reshut yachid lebnei reshut rabim lechatef alav ubevad shelo yachlifu." We've said this case many times. This is actually a statement that Rabbi Yohanan taught us, that if you have the Shuti Yachid on one side, the Shuti Rabim on the other side, and you have an area, let's say an elevation, that is less than 10 tefachim high, and is less than 4 tefachim She'en bo, less than 4 tefachim wide. We call that area a Mekom Petur. And therefore, we say it is permissible for the people of the Rishut Rabbim to put their stuff on this item, the Katef. For that matter, it's permissible for the Rishut Hayahid guys to also put their stuff on this item. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu. But they didn't want you to transfer to go across. Right? They didn't want you to go from the Rishut Yahid, put it on the Mekom Petur, then from the Mekom Petur in the house. On the Rishut Yahid side. So they don't want you to go across. Oh, so the question is, what are you talking about? According to the Banch of Gamliel, or according to Hakamim, whatever your number is, we're not discussing the number of the Mekom Petur. That we're taking for granted. One holds Mekom Petur is less than 4, one holds less than 3. Our question is, but everybody's agreeing, once you get to a Mekom Petur, you can transfer. They're letting you go across. They're letting you go, in the case of the Anatamayim, they're letting you go, right, they're letting you go from the water to the ledge to the house. Aye, what do you mean? Rav Dimi came along and said, you can't go across. So comes the Gemara and says, "Hatam rishuyot deoraita, haka rishuyot rabbanan." You got to remember what we're talking about. When were they? Very good. When were they mahmir that you can't go across? When the two rishuyot on the side of the Mekom Petur rishuyot deoraita, because the Gezera you might go from the Shuti Yachid direct nonstop to the Shuti Rabbi that's already rishuyot deoraita. Here we're talking about a Hatzir. In the Hatzir, you're talking about a Karmelit, you're talking about a Shiyot and Rabbanan. So what's the biggest issue that you're going to make of it? Going from a Karmelit to the Shuti Yahid? That's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, in that case over there, we let you go from Karmelit to Mekom Petur and Mekom Petur to the house. Now, before we go further, it should be pointed out that according to the Hachamim that are telling you that the shiur of a Mekom Petur is less than 3 tefachim. Right, it's got to be less than 3 tefachim. But if it's 3 tefachim, it's not going to be considered. So the Mefashim analyze exactly, because we gave the shiur of a Mekom Petur less than 4 tefachim, and we really never saw this. They want to say that could be the Hachamim agree that 4 tefachim is a Mekom Petur, unless the 4 tefachim is considered a legitimate Mekom Petur, when they're giving this shi'ud of less than 3, meaning it's a quasi-state. It's not here or there, meaning it's not, yeah, between 3 and 4, according to the Hachamim, it's like they're creating a new zone that's maybe somewhere in between a Karmelit and a Mekom Petur. No, the Maim itself.
They said it's not the Maim.
The Gemara said above that nobody argues in the Shi'ud of a Karmelit that it's 4 Tefachim.
Right. So let's
and it's 10 Tefachim deep. So therefore, you cannot tell me it's a Machloket if it's 4 or 3.
Right.
The Avdimi said it's Timon of Yohanan, there's no Machloket. And we're talking about the discussion of what a Mekom Petur is, not what a Karmelit is. We're discussing the lip. So what was the shiur of the lip in order to make it a Mekom Petur, in order to transfer? So one rabbi said, Hachamim said, well, in order to transfer, it has to be less than 3. Less than 3, according to Hachamim. Right. Ashbag said it has to be less than 4. So on that, Gemara said, good. So whatever your mahloket is, 3 or 4, side point. But you're all agreeing, you go direct. How could you go direct, meaning via the lip? How could you go via the lip? Rav Dimi came along, the Rebbe Yohanan, and said, You can't make a direct transfer.
Right.
Meaning the guys in the Shuti Yahid can put their stuff on the Mekom Petur. The guys in the Shuti Yahid can put their stuff on the Mekom Petur. We can't go straight. Answer. These are the Shiyot de Oraita.
Right, right.
So when you have the Shiyot de Oraita, we're concerned you might go straight. Right. The Shiyot de Rabbanan, worst comes to worst, if you took a direct path, you did Shiyot de Rabbanan. So therefore the rabbis were leaning you to stop over. The Gemara continues. So what are you talking about? You're telling me that what? The whole answer you gave me is we're talking about the lip. And then you ask the question, you say, what are you talking about? How could you go direct? Rabbi Yohanan said, you can't go direct. He said, no, Rabbi Yohanan was only talking about in the Shuyot. No, right, we're talking about the Shuyot. The Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yohanan was even talking about the Shuyot, the Rabbanan, and he still doesn't let you go direct. So therefore, your whole answer is out the window. How do you know that? So Gemara says, that would be a Ditnan. Kotel Sheben Beit Hatzerot. We learned this case before. You have two Hatzerot, you have a wall in between. Gavoa Asarat Tefachim Verochav Arba'a. 10 high, 4 wide. Me'arvim Shenayim Ve'en Me'arvim Echad. Well, obviously the wall divides it, and therefore they can only make two separate Erubin, each side. They cannot make one joint. Now, Hayu Berosho Perot, let's say on top of the wall there was fruit. Elu Olin Mikan Ve'ochlin, Ve'elu Olin Mikan Ve'ochlin. Okay, so each one is able to go up and eat from the fruit that's off the wall and go down. Kote, now let's say there was a breach in the wall. Ad, I said Amot, if the breach is less than 10 Amot, Me'arvin Shenayim. So they're ready, still you have an option to make an Eruv of two, because a breach less than 10 is not considered a full-fledged breach yet, so they're considered a petach. So they have an option, they can either do separate. Now, yoter mikan, if it's more than 10 amot, me'arvin echad ve'en me'arvin shnayim. Okay, that's the statement. Now we analyze. Me'arvinan ba, we analyze. En bo arba'a mai. So in this case of it, was the wall was 10 high, 4 tefachim wide. And in that case we said, what? You can only eat the fruits on top of the wall. But what about, let's say, the wall did not have the thickness of 4. Mai amarav. So in that case over there, Rav taught us, Avir bet reshuyot sholetet bo. Already it's not considered a significant reshut, and therefore, because it's less than 4, therefore both Hatzerot have, let's say, rights to it. It's considered part of both. It's not its own entity, like we learned above, and therefore, no. Ve'lo yaziz bo moleni ma. Then regarding the fruits that are on top of it, you can't even move it a drop. Why? Because it's like you're moving it from one hatzer to another hatzer. Which means it's that area on top now is considered joint. So anything you move, it's like you're always going to be considered going from hatzer to hatzer. Now since you made separate erubin, because it's the only way you're able to do it, so that, right, you can't make a joint eruv because you have a wall of 10 tefachim. So once you have a wall of 10 tefachim, each one made a separate eruv. So now we're telling you, since it's less than 4, where it's not the width of it, or the thickness of it, we'll call it, right? Thickness is a better word. So therefore we're saying what? It's not significant, and therefore it's considered shared by both of them. They both have, let's say, their airspace of it, and the rights to it, and therefore any part of it is considered both parts. So therefore moving anything, even a hair space, is considering you're moving from one hatzer to the other. So the Gemara says, continue, we're still in the question. Rabbi Yohanan amar, elu ma'alin mikan ve'ochlin. Rabbi Yohanan comes along and says, one side can go up to the roof and eat. Ve'elu ma'alin mikan ve'ochlin. Which means even in that case, you can go up to the roof, meaning to the wall, eat on the roof. Now bring it down on the wall, I should say, and finished. So the Gemara says, what's his shita? How does he let you go out? He said it's a shared area. Rabbi Yohanan is following his reasoning. Rabbi Yohanan, makom she'en bo arba'al arba'a, mutal l'bnei reshut rabbim, l'bnei reshut ha'in l'chatef ha'alav, u'bivad she'lo yachlifu. Oh, very good, which means he's going according to shita by a mekom petur. Mekom petur can be used by both sides. But wait, ubivad shelo yachlifu. Good. Now he's applying that law to the case of the hatzer. The case of the hatzer, the two hatzerot is the rabbanan, which is both hatzerot are considered min haTorah reshut yachid. The only reason why you can't transfer from one to the other is because isud rabbanan. And still he's telling me you're only able to go up to the mekom petur, eat the fruit on the wall, but not bring it down. Wait. So you see what? This deen of Ubivad Shelo Yahlifu applies even to rabbinical domains. I repeat. How then did you tell me that the whole answer to the original question you tell me, what are we talking, the machloket, three tefachim or four tefachim? You said, no, it cannot be talking about the water itself. No, the water itself, everybody agrees, kan medit is four tefachim. Oh, so we said it's talking about the banks. Good. So therefore, it's either three or four. And what's the hadush? That if it's a mekom petur, you go all the way into the house. Oh, you go all the way into the house? What are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan said on a mekom petur, you only have the ability to mekatef on either side of the shuta yachid and shuta rabbi, but not go across. Eventually, yachlif. Skipper says, nah, that's because it's a deoraita reshuyot. But on rabbinical reshuyot, you can go. Oh, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan himself was mahmir, even where you have rabbinical domains, which is technically gentlemen, you should be allowed to go from the wall, which is a mekom petur, to the chatzir, which is a reshut hayachid, and then go into your house, which is no problem. Why is he minimizing only to eat on the wall itself? Ela must be that he holds lo yahlifu in a mekom petur or from a mekom petur, even in the shuyot, the rabbanan likely to chatzirot. So your whole answer's out. Because your whole answer with the answer that you gave was predicated on what? We can make this hiluk in the Yohanan. Now that you can't make this hiluk, what are you going to say? So Kazi Gavaran says, Hahi zi'iri amra. Which is, this last case with the Chatzir, Rabdimi didn't say it. Rabdimi didn't say it. Zi'iri said it. Which means we have different statements here in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We have Rabdimi quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabdimi's statement was only the Gabir Reshut Yachid to Reshut Rabbim. Right, so we can make that Hiluk. There's a difference. Now Zi'iri came along and said, oh, this case over here as well. Yeah. So yeah, according to Zi'iri you might have a problem. But according to the way we learned till now, if you're going like Rabdimi, that's clearly said it only by the Shu Tait, the Shu Tarabi, I'll make the Hiluk, that's the Uraita, this is the Rabbanan. So the Gibran says, fine. Ulzi'iri Kasha. Alright, so Kutzi'iri is a Kasha. Meaning, how are you going to answer the question? Meaning, if you're telling me that it's talking about the bank, how do they allow you to go from the water on the bank to the house, even in the Shiyot, the Rabbanan, according to Zi'iri, the Rabbanan was Mahmir? Gibran's answer, Hazi'iri. Mokim la be'amata mayim gufa. He goes back to the first way we learned. He'll come along and say we're talking about the actual water, which means like the first answer that we said, the machloket is the water four tefachim wide, or is the water three tefachim wide? Meaning the question is the water considered a karmelit or not, or a reshut yachid? Which means because it's either a karmelit or a reshut yachid. The water, the amat ha-mayim we learned, always takes on the reshut that it's in if it's less than 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim. So that was the she'ela according to Rav Dimi. Now look, according to Zi'iri, Rashi, please look at Rashi, Zi'iri Muki, Peluktayu, Terashbag, Rabban, Berohav, Amat ha-mayim Gufe. The Amri Rabbanan, and the rabbis say, the Bishlosha Mikriya Karmelit. Yeah, and the rabbis in a Chenameh, it is a machloket. There is indeed a machloket on the Shiur of a Karmelit. The rabbis are going to, originally the first time we learned it, we said impossible. What do you mean? When Avdimi came in the name of Rabbi Hanan, he said clearly everybody holds a Karmelit is four. Yeah, not according to Zaini. Zaini will say, in a Chenameh. And therefore, the Avdimi Tanei. And Avdimi's statement that said that everybody holds a karmelit is four, it's a machloket. According to Zaini, it's not Likul Alma. In a karmelit, Ravdimi's statement, no. Zaini's, no. Tana Kamaze, Tana. Zaini is Amura. But all we're saying is that Zaini holds, yes, it is indeed a machloket Tanaim. And who's the Tana that says three? Tana Kama of the Braita. Good? Okay, so comes Gemara and says, new question now. Gemara says, V'teheve kihure karmelit. Okay, new question. Look at Rashi. Which means he's trying to say like this, Rashi. Hai amma, this water that you have over here, I feel that be shiur karmelit. Let's say you don't have the shiur karmelit, you have less than three. And then quote everybody, it's not a karmelit, right? Litzar, still should be asur, mishum hore karmelit. Because of the holes of the karmelit. If you remember, we learned in Masechet Shabbat, you have a wall in the Rishut Rabbim, okay? It's low, it's, you know, low off the ground. There's a hole, you can stick things in there. How do you consider that hole? So the Gemara said, Hore Rishut Rabbim, Rishut Rabbim. Even though it's not technically trespassed, it can be trespassed, it's a hole in the wall. But since it's open to the Rishut Rabbim, and it's easily accessible to the Rishut Rabbim to put, let's say, things in, that's considered Hore Rishut Rabbim. So now the Gemara wants to stretch that principle of Hore Rishut Rabbim to say Hore Karmelit Ke Karmelit, meaning the water, you have to remember, Rabotai, the water of an Amma is not only where it is, it's coming from somewhere. So even if you want to tell me here it's, let's say, narrow three, so you don't have, let's say, your Karmelit here, but somewhere it's going to be wide four, meaning you have to remember this is going to a small area of the Hatzir. Beyond both sides of the Hatzir, you have a whole brook. Now, it's quite possible that you can have a Karmelit somewhere in this water. So let this narrow area, since it's opened to a Karmelit on either side, let it be considered a Karmelit regardless of its size. I mean, what are the rabbis arguing? If it's less than three, less than four, no matter what the size, I don't care if it's two Tefachim. Bottom line, since somewhere in the length of this water, brook, it's going to be a Karmelit, and it's open to it, finished. So therefore, it's Chore Karmelit. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, V'teve ki Chore Karmelit, Abaye bar Abin ve'rav Hanina bar Abin damni tarvayu en Chorin le Karmelit. Okay. Meaning, the rabbis want Mahmir on this. When were the rabbis Mahmir on Chorin on the Shuyot Deoraita? Chore Rishut Rabim, Chore Rishut Yahid. And a Karmelit, it's enough already they were Mahmir to say Karmelit is Asur. Because really a Karmelit should be considered a Rishut Yahid. They were Mahmir on Karmelit, but open to a Karmelit they didn't. That's one answer. Ravashi Amar, Afilu Tema, Yesh Chorin the Karmelit. We'll give it to you, there is Chorin. But you know what? Hadimile Bismucha. That's only talking where it's close to it. Here we're talking, meaning it's not right at the edge of it. Maybe, who knows how far away, more than 4 to 5 away, it widens out. That's not considered close enough. It's far. Exactly. She says, bimufleget, she'en ba kishiur ila limirhok. Maybe it only has the shiur limirhok, meaning from a far distance. When we said, Chorei Rishut Rabim, it's right there. The wall is in the Rishut Rabim, the hole is right there. Bingo, it's flush. Yeah. Mashiach in this case of Miyagid, who says? So comes the Gemara and says, Rabina Amar. Rabina comes along and says, another answer, Kegon de'avad la nifke apuma. You made a nifke. What is nifke? Rashi. Rabina Amar. He's giving a third answer to how to learn. Meaning, till now we have two ways of learning. What is the mahloka 3 or 4 tefachim? Either it's going on the brook itself, either it's going on the lip. Right? Rabina is giving a third answer. It's not going on the brook, it's not going on the lip. That's not the issue over here. So what's the mahloka of 3 and 4? It's going on the wall that you placed in the brook itself to block it off. Which means, didn't we learn that if you block off the brook itself from both sides, now it's considered a shoot hayahid. Correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you put this nifke. You want to see the picture of a nifke? 308. Okay, 308 is the actual that little that's the Karmelit. Okay, that's Chore Karmelit. Fine. So 309 is correct. You see that little
Lavut?
Exactly. You see that little mechitza that you placed in there?
It's on the bottom, under.
Correct.
The water.
Didn't we learn in the Mishnah that in order to make the karmelit, you need to make a mechitza underneath.
Right.
So we're discussing if there's a hole in that mechitza.
Right.
No, different subject. You have a amata mayim. Mishnah says you got to put a wall underneath it to enclose it. All right. Let's say there's a hole in that wall. What's the maximum shi'ur of the hole where you're still considered okay? Right. So therefore, now we have the machloka that we've learned many times. What is considered lavud? Tanakama will tell you that lavud is less than three. So if the hole is less than three, we consider it closed. Whereas according to Rashbag, he'll say if the hole is less than four even, we consider it closed. So let's read Rashi for a second. I'm sorry, let's read Gemara for a second. Third way of explaining the mahloket of Tanakama and Rashbag. Meaning, Ravina Amar, Kegon David Lanifke, you made this board, we'll call it, or a door, or a blockage, what do you call it?
Outlets.
Okay, outlets. Apume at the head of it, or at the face of it. The Azdu Rabbanan le Talmayu, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel le Talmayu. And everybody's going according to their reasoning. What's their reasoning? How much is Lavud? Rashi. Look at Rashi, please. Ravina Amar, Hai Shi'ura de Gimel Bedal de Rabbanan de Rashbag, La Bishi'ura de Amagufa, Velo Bagafa u Lachlif. We're not discussing not the water, not the banks. That's not our subject. Ela Da'abada Nefke Motza'ot. Okay, that's calling outlets. Apume, Bechnisa u Biyitzi'a. והתחילה מחיצה סמוך לאגפיה בתוך אוגניה מכאן ומכאן ולא חברה באמצע. It starts on one side and it continues on, but it's not connected in the middle. You see in the picture over there. Right, you put one board on the right side, one board on the left side, it's not attached in the middle. שיעור המים נכנסים ויוצאים דרך שם. ואמרי רבנן בפחות מגימל אמרי נבוד, אבל גימל לא אמרי נבוד, ועשו דפרצאי. Right, more than three is considered a pirza, and therefore the waters are going through, so you're going to have a problem. Rabbi Shimon goes according to this opinion that says what? Less than four is okay. You can still say lavud. The Mishnah continues. Gezustra. Okay, this is a case that already we had. Gezustra shile malam in a mayim. Okay, you have the gezustra, we'll call it the balcony that's going over the water. It's coming out of the second floor, let's say, over the water, and you want to draw from the gezustra, which is considered a reshut yahid, into the water, which is considered a karmelit. So, in malein hemena b'shabbat, you cannot draw water from the gezustra to the water on Shabbat. You have to make a wall, a hanging wall. Ben milmala, ben milmata. We learned this above. The wall can even be above. If you look in your picture books, what number is that?
310.
You see the box that you're drawing is either on the bottom, which is the case we've been always talking about, or for that matter, you can make it on the top and also drop the bucket through. Furthermore, now you have two gezustraot that are one on top of the other, not directly on top of each other. They can be parallel to each other, just one is a little more raised than the other one. Asula al-yona. So you made a walls for the al-yona, for the top one. Velo asula tahtona. But you did not make from the bottom. We had this case as well. Shtehen asurot achi'arev.
282,
283. Right, we had the pictures on 282 and 283. They are both going to become asur. Now it's obviously why the bottom one is asur, because you don't have walls. Right, the bottom one you didn't make the adjustment. If you remember, we had a couple of explanations why the top one should be asur as well. Earlier we gave an answer of Abaye that since they were within 10 tefachim of each other, so they considered one reshut. And once they're considered one reshut, they have to make an eruv amongst each other. So therefore even the one that has the thing is going to be asud. So that was one reason. Another answer we explained is that you always give it to the easier, accessible one. That was a sivara. Yes, that was a sivara that wanted to say that one should be permissible. But in this case, since they're within 10, so it doesn't matter who is easier. Because of course the guy on top is easier because you just have to drop the bucket in, so shul. But since over here it's within 10, so that's not the factor, it becomes one in the shoot, as we learned earlier. Comes again and says, matnitin, look Hananya ben Akabia. The Mishnah's not going like Hananya ben Akabia. Why? The Tanya, we have a bright Hananya ben Akabia Omer, Gezustra Shieshba, Dalar al Dalar Amot. As we learned, you have a Gezustra that has 4 Amot by 4, meaning 24 Tevachim by 24 Tevachim, Chokek, Ba Dalar al Dalar. Right, you make a hole in the middle, right. 4 by 4 Tevachim, Ume Male. And you're able to draw the water, which means you don't have to actually have walls. According to him, you go with chuf vegud. So therefore, our Mishnah obviously is not going like this. Our Mishnah thing, you actually have to put walls. Walls going up, walls going down. According to the Hananya ben Akabia, just make a hole. Make a hole. If you have 10 tefachim on each side of the hole, you're okay. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. Amar of Yohanan Meshum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra Lo Etir of Hananya ben Akabia Ela B'yama Shet Teveria Hu'id V'yesh La Oganim, because the Yama of Teveria has a lip V'ayarot V'kalfifiyot Mekifot Ota Aval She'ar Memot Lo, which means he was only lenient with this Chuf Egud by Yama Shel Teveria, because anyway the Yama Shel Teveria is a more lenient Karmelit, because it looks more private. And if in that case we'll let you go with Chuf Egud by Yama Shel Teveria. But in the Chanami, even Rav Hananya will agree, in the case of our Mishnah, we have a regular water, you gotta make walls. So therefore, don't tell me Matnitin de Lokar Rav Hananya ben Akavya. I can tell you the Mishnah is like Hananya ben Akavya. I chuf egud, dafka by Yamash and Temeria, because in such a Karmelit, that's what we call it privatized, or it looks more like a Shukti Yahid, Hakamim did not go so far to be Mahmir.
Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen.